It's almost time for this year's Oscars, and our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, and movie expert, is sticking with us to talk about some of his picks for the top awards. Okay, George, before we get into your picks, I am curious about who's hosting the Oscars. Can we talk a little bit about that?
Interesting choice. You know, some years, including last year, they have not had hosts, and yeah. Those years were pretty lousy shows. They have chosen three very talented women. They are Regina Taylor and Wanda Sykes and Amy Schumer. My guess is someone will have their finger on the edit button really quick when Amy Schumer and Wanda Sykes are on stage. That said, why not? I would expect it to be a pretty funny show. But they've got a pretty high bar to reach. There have been some pretty great hosts over the years, and it all starts with the man who pretty much put Oscar on the map. He hosted the Oscar 19 times. Here's a number of the hosts, starting with Bob Hope.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Bob Hope. I want to tell you, I hope you all saved your ticket stubs because we're awarding the Oscars by number tonight.
Good evening and welcome to the 59th Annual Academy Awards Show. My name is Chevy Chase, and I must say, I feel privileged to be your host this evening. Actually, I'm one of your co-hosts. Well, that's not true. I'm really a replacement. Sorry to have to tell you that Jim and Tammy Baker couldn't make it tonight.
Writers, directors, actors. If we're stuck here tonight and we run out of food, that's the order of whom we eat.
So tonight, enjoy yourselves, because nothing can take the sting out of the world's economic problems like watching millionaires present each other with golden statues.
And once again, right here in the front row, maybe the greatest actor of all time, Meryl Streep, is here with us. She earned her 21st Oscar nomination. Meryl's film career started in 1977. The longest she ever went without being nominated was from 1992 to 1995. And that's only because those were the years she was in prison. And that, I think, is amazing.
Ladies and gentlemen, hold on to your wigs and keys. It's time to start passing out Academy Awards. That's right. When you hear your name, please come to the stage in an orderly single file and pick up your Oscar. We should all be home in about a half an hour.
If only some of the hosts over the years. So ladies, knock it out of the park. We're all rooting for you.
Okay, so I now want to talk about your picks.
Yep.
We begin with supporting actor. Who is your pick this year and why?
Okay, here are the nominees.
Corinne Hines in Belfast. Troy Kotsur in Coda. Jesse Plemons in The Power of the Dog. J.K. Simmons in Being the Ricardos, and Cody Smit-McPhee in Power of the Dog.
Well, if Troy Kotsur does take home the Best Supporting Actor trophy, as he did at the Screen Actors Guild Awards, it could be quite a moment. Mr. Kotsur is the first deaf man to earn an Oscar nomination. Ironically, his co-star in Coda is Marley Maitland, who was the first performer to win an Academy Award for her debut performance in Children of a Lesser God. I think Troy Kotsur wins, and I also think it's one of the most emotional moments of the evening.
Wow. Okay, George, what about supporting actress?
Jessie Buckley in The Lost Daughter. Ariana DeBose in West Side Story. Judi Dench in Belfast. Kirsten Dunst in Power of the Dog, and Anjanue Ellis in King Richard.
Those are the nominees. This is, without exception, the easiest pick of the night. Bet the farm on it. Ariana DeBose is going to win the Best Supporting Actress Oscar for her performance as Anita in West Side Story. Not just because Rita Moreno won the same prize 6 decades ago for the same role. It's because Miss DeBose is amazing. Think of Jennifer Hudson in Dreamgirls or Liza Minnelli in Cabaret. Think Emma Stone in La La Land. All those great musical performances. Yes, think Barbara Streisand in Funny Girl. I believe with Ariana DeBose, a new star is born.
Wow, that's big praise, George.
Yep.
All right. Best actress.
Okay. I think this is going to be one of the toughest ones to pick, but here are the nominees.
Jessica Chastain in The Eyes of Tammy Faye.
Olivia Colman in The Lost Daughter.
Penelope Cruz in Parallel Mothers.
Nicole Kidman in Being the Ricardos.
And Kristen Stewart in Spencer.
I expect an upset here. Yes, Jessica Chastain won the Screen Actors Guild Award for playing Tammy Faye Baker, but I don't know. You really couldn't tell where her performance began and her makeup ended. I'm pretty much expecting a surprise here because anyone who has had the privilege of seeing Penelope Cruz in Parallel Mothers knows this is a performance of the ages. I think Penelope Cruz has a shot at surprising everyone and taking home the Best Actress Award. But if you're playing your Oscar pool, close your eyes and point to one of these five wonderful nominees. Honestly, anybody could win.
Well, and I saw Nicole Kidman in Being the Ricardos.
Yep, another great job of makeup.
Yeah, great job of makeup. I mean, I have to say, like, the voice kind of threw me a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you can see why she was nominated.
I'm really surprised Frances McDormand was not nominated for Macbeth here. And that's why I think it's anybody's guess.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so the other big one is always Best Actor. So who are you thinking is going to take this home?
Well, here are the nominees.
Javier Bardem in Being the Ricardos. Benedict Cumberbatch in The Power of the Dog. Andrew Garfield in Tick, Tick, Boom. Will Smith in King Richard. And Denzel Washington in The Tragedy of Macbeth.
I think this is also going to be a pretty amazing moment with Will Smith in King Richard. I think he's going to win. And I think that the Motion Picture Academy is about to catch up with the realization that audiences have known for quite some time. And that is that Will Smith is among the very best actors. His performance was wonderful here. I think that his acceptance speech might be even better. I think we almost take him for granted. Because he's, you know, he's been with us for so long, from the Fresh Prince all the way.
He's the Fresh Prince, George.
Right, all the way to his career on film. He's a producer. He is a force, and I think that his performance as Richard Williams in this film, and if you have not seen King Richard, make a point of seeing it. I think Will Smith is this year's best actor, long overdue.
I have to agree with you, George. I mean, I remember watching Fresh Prince. And it was fun, and he was funny, and I think we just kind of all assumed that's who he was in real life.
Very talented.
Right, and then you see his career evolve.
Yep.
And I'm an Andrew Garfield fan, and I really enjoyed his performance in Tick, Tick, Boom. But I have to say, it would be great to see Will Smith win.
I think it's going to happen.
Okay. So then we have 10 pictures of the best picture.
Spin the wheel on this one.
Right.
Here are the nominees.
Belfast.
Coda.
Don't Look Up.
Drive My Car.
Dune.
King Richard.
Licorice Pizza.
Nightmare Alley.
The Power of the Dog.
And West Side Story.
Now, Netflix has been trying to get a Best Picture Oscar for years. They've got three films up. 3 of the 10 are Netflix films. But I think there's a chance, and boy, Netflix will be furious at this. I think there's a chance that the folks at Apple Plus might win Best Picture because that is Coda. Heading into the home stretch of the Oscars, Coda has that little, the little engine that could vibe that the Academy embraced with Nomadland and Moonlight. Plus, it was the upset winner of the Best Ensemble Cast at the Screen Actors Guild Awards. And keep in mind that the Actors Guild is by far the largest voting membership in the Motion Picture Academy. bottom line, I think Coda could be a big winner and a bonanza for new Apple Plus subscriptions. That said, The Power of the Dog from Netflix, up until a couple of weeks ago, this Western looked like the film to beat. If Jane Campion wins an Oscar for directing The Power of the Dog, it could tilt the evening in the film's favor, but I think that Jane Campion's chances for a director's Oscar may be tentative. She had some controversial remarks the other night, basically foot and mouth disease, when she had a comment directed toward the Williams sisters. And folks, I won't repeat it, but you don't have to go too deep into social media to see that Jane Campion needed to issue an apology really fast. Well, things like that could cost you an Oscar. And then the only other upset might be West Side Story, and that is because it employed so many people. It was such a big show, right? It employed so many guild members that all of them vote, and it's a Steven Spielberg film. So that's basically just a matter of math. But if the Oscars continue to go down this small independent path that they're on, for instance, when they gave the Oscar to Parasite, I think Coda could win. And by the way, watch Coda. It is a wonderful film. CODA is the acronym for Children of Deaf Adults. Some great performances, it certainly would deserve it if it wins Best Picture.
Okay, George, before I let you go, what else should we watch for at
well,
the Oscars?
I think it's a fair bet that Encanto will be bringing home an Oscar or two or three. It is the hottest soundtrack on the planet, and its creator, Lin-Manuel Miranda, he had some fun the other night with a parody of one of those awful commercials you see on TV for pharmaceuticals. He came up with something called Encontrix. Let's listen.
Are you one of millions of Americans who can't get enough of Encanto? Do you have an uncontrollable urge to sing and dance to its irresistibly catchy songs? I'm Lin-Manuel Miranda. Have the songs of Encanto brought your life to a joy-filled yet grinding halt? Well, now there's hope. Encantix, the only prescription medication clinically proven to curb your cravings for the Encanto soundtrack.
Our kids were listening to Bruno 200, maybe 300 times a day. With Encantix, we've gotten it down to a solid 125.
We don't talk about Bruno, no.
Thanks, Encantix.
Encantix is a first of its kind pill that doesn't go in your mouth. Simply insert one into each ear canal and take a break from the sonic delights of national treasure Lin-Manuel Miranda. That's me.
Encantix is not intended for use to curb Hamilton, Moana, or any other Disney musical. Call your doctor if you can't stop talking about Bruno for more than 4 hours. Encantix may cause explosive jazz hands.
Isn't that great?
Encantix, from the makers of Prozac.
Ask for it by name and Cantix. He put that together for the Jimmy Kimmel Show the other night. I had to share that. But I think Lin-Manuel Miranda is going to pick up an Oscar. And by the way, Encanto is a beautiful film. It's certainly going to win Best Animated Feature.
Well, as always, George, it's so lovely to have you with us. We've been talking with our own Morning Edition host and resident movie critic George Prentiss about his picks for this year's Oscars. George, it is always so lovely to have you come on the program.
Thanks so much, Gemma.
Absolutely. And coming up tomorrow, we will talk with our reporter roundtable to find out how all-day kindergarten ran into some trouble this week in the Idaho legislature. That and all of the week's news coming up tomorrow on Idaho Matters. I want to thank all of you for joining us today. My producer is Samantha Wright. I'm Gemma Gaudette. It's Thursday. We'll see you back here tomorrow.